USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say they've arrested the suspect in the deadly Netherlands tram shooting. Three people were murdered and several other were hurt when the man opened fire on the tram. Justice Minister Ferdinand Grapperhaus.
Allegedly he had an automatic weapon. After the assault, he fled from the crime scene.
Daily low-dose aspirin is no longer recommended to reduce the risk of a heart attack and stroke for older adults. That's a reversal of guidelines from the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association. The new guidelines come after a comprehensive study. Fox News medical contributor Mark Siegel tells Fox News what you have to remember regarding this new study.
The message here isn't don't stop your aspirin. The message here is go over it with your physician.
On Tuesday, President Trump will welcome the leader of Brazil to the White House. They will have a joint news conference and private talks as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste taste good. And I'm so excited. Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors, and it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips, create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
It's very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to Crest.com.
1 million pounds of pork is seized by U.S. Customs. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers do confirm they intercepted about 1 million pounds of pork that was found in a warehouse in Elizabeth, New Jersey, after coming through the port at Newark. The pork is prohibited as China is currently dealing with an outbreak of African swine fever, a virus that's already killed more than 1 million pigs in China. And if that virus got loose in the U.S., officials estimate it could cause as much as $10 billion in damage. The smuggled pork is going to be incinerated.
75% of U.S. employers have been directly affected by opioids. According to a survey conducted by the National Safety Council, only 17% of employers feel well prepared to deal with that issue. Nick Smith is the interim president and CEO of the National Safety Council, and he says the opioid crisis is truly encompassing nearly every aspect of American lives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Gavin Newsom is the new Democratic governor of California. He announced last week that there will be no executions for folks that are sitting on death row. Now, currently, there are 737 people on death row in California. Newsom explains his position on ABC's The View.
At the end of the day, when I'm sitting there talking to my kids, I have four young kids, and my daughter says to me, "You teach us not to kill." And yet, here I am in a premeditated way, killing other people.
You can't do it.
On behalf of the state, I just can't do that.
Mark Class's daughter, Polly Class, was killed in California, and the killer is sitting currently on death row. Class shares with Fox News a conversation he had with Governor Newsom regarding the death penalty.
Turned to me and he said, "Well, you know what? I'm going to declare a moratorium on the death penalty." So he basically disregarded everything I stand for, everything I believe, out of hand, just like that. I believe that the meeting I had with him the day before he made that declaration was a complete and total setup so that he could look at reporters in the eyes and say, "Yes, I've listened to all points of view. I have no respect for this man. He superseded the law. He turned his back on the will of the people. And he, on a whim, declared a moratorium and showed mercy for the 737 individuals on death row who have never shown mercy in their lives."
Class was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.